right at the end of 50, Highway 50. But we prefer going through the north.
Is that in the Atlantic or?
That's in the Gulf of Mexico.
I just want something I've always wanted to do and never had the opportunity to do, and that's go deep sea fishing.
Oh, it's wonderful. Quite a number of people get seasick when they go out for the first time, but if you're prepared for it and you know what to expect and all, why, I get so excited and love to fish, so I don't even have time to think about anything else. In fact, I hardly take time to eat when I'm out. Last time I was out, we went out on what we call fishing on the flats, about 20 miles out, and we were fishing for the trout. And we were fishing then with the cut bait, and we had live shrimp we fished with. And we were not doing too good. They were small. We were catching a few rock bass and things like that. And we wanted to hang into something, you know, real big, and we did. So we had taken the picnic lunch along, and I said, well, I'm going to eat some chicken. And I pitched a bone over the side of the boat, and I said, well, maybe something will come get it. In about 10 minutes, my line just started, and I couldn't stop. I grabbed my reel, and I was holding to it. And I reel it in a little ways, and then she'd take off again. And everybody was so excited. Well, you've got a big one. You've got your big one. I worked with it for about 15, 20 minutes, and I told a friend of mine, I said, well, you take my reel. I'm tired. You bring it in, whatever it is. And he said, no. But that time, it hadn't even come up, surfaced enough that we even knew what I had. And he said, no, I'm not going to. He said, you hung it, you pull it in. So I kept reeling and reeling, and it'd get so far, and then it would take off again. But I could tell that I was tiring it out. So it'd go around the boat. We made about three circles around the boat before I finally got it. And when I got it up close enough to see what it was a shark, a 3.5-foot shark. But he pulled it in with the hook that they have. Catch those things and threw it up on top of the boat, and they cut the tail off of it and threw it back in the water. And that's the best eating of the saltwater fish that I have ever tasted is the tail of the shark. It's white, nice, and sweet. It's just delicious meat.
I never know that you eat shark. What other kind of seafood do you generally eat around here?
Well, we have most anything you want. Shrimp. We have oysters. Scallops, most any kind of fish, the redfish and the grouper.
The mullet good to eat?
Mullet are real good, yes. Smoked mullet is a real, way back during the time when Florida was first settled, the Indians called them flying fish because they would jump out of the water. And they go in schools, and you can see them. And the way we catch them, we mix laying mash and oatmeal, make it what we call a chum together, and pitch it out into the water, and they come to that to eat. They're vegetarians. They have their only fish that has a gizzard, and they're a vegetarian. So then when they come to this chum, well, then we fish with a little tiny piece of a white plastic worm on the end of the hook, a small number 4 hook. And oh, it's just the most fun when you land one, you've really got a thrill. It's a little knack to it. So many people go and they give it up because they don't have the patience, I guess, to sit there and look at it. I can go to all day long and then not get a bite to go back the next day. I love to fish.
I used to fish a lot. My grandmother would take me all the time. She fished, but I've never been anything but a freshwater fishing. What are the names of some of the lakes and ponds and rivers around here and so forth?
Well, Leesburg is situated between two large lakes, Lake Griffin and Lake Harris. And we have several, and then there's Lake, you can get in a boat